Article provided by Green Party candidate Bruno Souza. Oakville is facing a defining moment. Once a thriving, close-knit community with affordable housing, strong public services, and local decision-making, it is now under siege by rising costs, top-down policies that ignore local needs and strained health care. Rapid urbanization and corporate-driven policies have fueled speculative real estate, reckless development, and a healthcare system that leaves too many residents with limited access to essential care. As Queen's Park continues to impose decisions prioritizing profits over people, the time has come to reclaim Oakville's future, one built on community values, sustainable growth, and leadership that puts residents first. Highlighting the problem, our provincial government, the leadership of Doug Ford and the Progressive Conservative government has played a central role in driving many of the challenges facing Oakville today. Key issues include top-down decision-making. Policies dictated by Queen's Park have stripped local municipalities of critical decision-making power, forcing unwanted developments and high-density projects onto communities that never asked for them. Integrity concerns. In 2022, the Integrity Commissioner issued a report on Oakville's own MPP Stephen Crawford and made recommendations to suggest that it may be time to impose stricter financial disclosure rules on parliamentary assistance. Since the last election, the Integrity Commissioner has issued 6 reports against MPPs, 5 on Progressive Conservatives. While not all reports result in findings of wrongdoing, one led to the resignation of an MPP. Threats to the Greenbelt. Ford's government nearly handed off protected Greenbelt land to developers, a move only halted after public outcry, an Auditor General's report and an RCMP investigation. This reckless approach to environmental stewardship jeopardizes Oakville's natural heritage. Regional amalgamation. Past proposals to merge Halton municipalities, including Oakville, into larger, less responsive entities attempted to further dilute local control and identity, highlighting the provincial mindset. Together, these policies have fostered a sense of disenfranchisement among Oakville residents, setting the stage for a bold counter-movement focused on local empowerment and sustainable governance. The solution for Oakville: a committed, community-first leader. Stepping up to lead this movement for change is Bruno Souza, a candidate who embodies the values and vision that Oakville desperately needs. Unlike career politicians, Bruno has deep roots in the community, evident through his grassroots activism. Consistent involvement in local initiatives, from protests against urban sprawl and the Greenbelt sell-off to community-led efforts for regional autonomy. Community engagement. A hands-on approach that includes mentoring youth through Scouts Canada, supporting local sports and arts organizations, and driving digital innovation for community development. Entrepreneurial spirit. A track record of launching ventures that not only stimulate economic growth but also prioritize social and environmental responsibility. To ensure the proper representation of Oakville residents, Bruno Souza will take time to meet with his constituents not only to listen but to understand and advocate their concerns at Queen's Park. What more Greens can achieve? Proven results, real change. With just 2 Green MPPs, including Mike Schreiner's bold leadership, the Ontario Green Party has already delivered real results, passing crucial bills to expand affordable housing, hold corporations accountable and protect the environment and waterways. Imagine what we could accomplish with even more Greens at the table. A stronger Green presence means bolder climate action, smarter urban planning, and a government that truly puts people over profit. Every Green elected is a champion for real change. Your vote can make that difference. Housing. When homes become unaffordable, Oakville's housing market has become a battleground where soaring property values are pricing out long-standing residents, tearing apart communities, and replacing affordable homes with corporate-driven developments. Many families are forced to leave the neighborhoods they love, while rental options dwindle and market speculation leaves little room for stable, community-centered living. Bruno would work to legalize gentle density. permit three plexes, four plexes, and mid-rise, 6 to 11-story buildings along major transit corridors to boost housing supply while preserving Oakville's unique character. Restore rent control. Implement strong, enforceable rent control measures to protect tenants from sudden, unaffordable increases. Prevent rent evictions and speculative practices. Introduce policies to curb practices that displace long-term residents in favor of short-term profit. Remove financial barriers. Eliminate land transfer taxes for first-time homebuyers, allowing young adults and families to enter the residential market. Municipal autonomy. Reclaiming local control. For decades, decisions critical to Oakville's future, ranging from zoning and infrastructure to community services, have been imposed by distant bureaucrats. Amalgamation proposals and forced top-down mandates have undermined local voices, eroded community trust, and diluted the town's distinctive identity. Bruno would work to empower local voices. Return planning authority to local officials who truly understand the needs and values of Oakville. Community-led development. Prioritize local consultations and decisions that balance growth with preserving community heritage. Healthcare. Addressing a system under strain. Oakville residents face a healthcare system stretched beyond capacity. Long wait times for primary care, dwindling local clinics, and the threat of healthcare privatization have left many without timely access to necessary medical services. This impacts everyone, from the elderly and children to working families in need of reliable care. Bruno would work to expand local clinics and urgent care. Increase the number of local healthcare facilities to reduce wait times and improve access. Recruit healthcare professionals. Bring in thousands of new doctors, nurses, and specialists to Ontario to meet community needs. Fully fund mental health services. Ensure comprehensive mental health care is accessible to all residents. Protect public health care. Prevent further privatization, ensuring that access to care is based on need rather than the ability to pay. The environment. Defending Oakville's natural legacy. Oakville's natural spaces, its parks, fields, and waterways, are not just scenic backdrops. They are essential to our community's health and quality of life. Yet under provincial policies that prioritize short-term profits, these green spaces are under threat from development pressures and unsustainable planning practices. Bruno would work to permanently protect the green belt. Enshrine protections to keep Oakville's natural areas off limits to development. Sustainable urban planning. Invest in renewable energy and improved public transit to reduce carbon footprints and promote greener communities. Eliminate polluter subsidies. Remove financial incentives for companies that damage our environment. Support local agriculture. Mandate farmland protection and promote local food initiatives to sustain Oakville's rural heritage and support community resilience. Why the Green Vote is a strategic vote? The Progressive Conservatives have been plagued by corruption and backroom deals, pushing reckless urban sprawl, highways no one wants, and selling off public assets like the Green Belt, Ontario Science Centre, and Ontario Place. They continue to privatize healthcare services, putting profits before patients, while ignoring the real needs of communities. The Liberals have a long history of mismanaged funds and broken promises, from the gas plant scandal to their failure to take meaningful action on housing and affordability. Now, their solution is more high-density development around transit hubs, without addressing affordability or community impact. The NDP has proven to be a weak opposition, failing to stand firm on key issues and not connecting with voters. Lacking strong leadership and clear solutions, they've been unable to provide a real alternative to Ontario's challenges. None of these parties have consistently fought for what truly matters: affordable housing, local decision-making, public health care, and a livable future. The Greens are the only party with a proven track record of real results and a plan that puts people first. A vote for Bruno Souza and the Green Party of Ontario is a vote for a future where decisions are made locally, empowering residents to shape their communities. Housing is affordable and inclusive, keeping families together and stabilizing our neighborhoods. Healthcare is accessible to all, ensuring that no one is left without essential medical services. Our environment is protected, safeguarding the green spaces that define Oakville's character. Oakville is at a crossroads. By electing Bruno Souza and the Ontario Green Party, residents can reclaim local control, restore essential services, and protect the natural heritage that makes Oakville unique. The future of our community is in your hands. Make the only strategic vote for lasting change.